broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. It is the supreme law of the land, after all. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Archives and live radio on demand, free, at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. We kind of jokingly call our radio network the Widow's Mite Radio Network, because we certainly could use your funding. Every penny counts. We have day jobs. We're not begging for your money, but we do want you to participate in the new media taking center stage. It's expensive in radio and TV and articles and servers. I mean, it costs a lot of money, even though it's a lot less expensive than it used to be to play in the media. It's certainly not inexpensive. So any penny you have, if you believe we provide value in the news and the commentary we provide, then hey, double down and support us, libertyroundtable.com. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, that's good news as well as the weekend comes up. Hopefully you'll focus on God, family, and country all weekend long and beyond. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. We talked about our honest money report. Gold and silver, they say, is going up, but the truth is it's holding its value, and the dollar's going down is what's going on. We talked about the U.S. labels China currency manipulator. Beijing warns of financial chaos. Gold soars. Bubble popping, recession warning. That's all going on. Donald's complaining the feds aren't doing enough to help him. U.S. dollar, ladies and gentlemen, is an article in USA Today. It says this: U.S. dollar. Here's how much a dollar is worth in every state in the USA. So it's different. Your buying power is quite different based on the tax burden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And really, I believe they're engaging in what are called chicken little economics, where the sky keeps falling. I don't really understand why we continue on this road. Why don't we just look at the constitutional currency and return to it, huh? Gold and silver. Dual metal standards. That's what we used to have in America. Yeah, we used to have that in America for almost 200 years, folks. Federal Reserve 100 years ago started to obliterate that, and in the early 1970s, we jettisoned metals altogether for the fake fiat dollar. We tied it to oil, and now we got this global currency tied to oil, and, well, the rest of the world hates us for it, folks. Fake money tied to oil. And then we run around and call everybody else manipulating currency manipulators, but we change our interest rates. We didn't manipulate the currency. We create minimum wages. We change interest rates. We do all kinds of things. We force folks to stay on the dollar or have the threat of war against them. I mean, it's amazing what we do around the world and then call everybody else currency manipulators. All right. The owner of, it's called 8chan, says the manifesto was not uploaded by the El Paso Walmart shooter. So the mainstream press lying again. There you go. El Paso shooter's mother warned police about her son weeks before massacre. They say she didn't give too many details, though, and they didn't dig. So, you know, there you go. So, you know, is that a red flag when mom calls the cops and says, hey, man, my son bought a AK. I'm kind of concerned about it. It's a little crazy. He's not very stable. And then the guy's on psychotropic drugs, and the guy may be a big gamer and, you know, mentally unstable. And is that a red flag? See, we're ignoring all the red flags already societally built in, and we're pushing for new red flags that'll disarm the good guys. It's insanity, but it's on steroids in Washington today. Media dishonestly creates impression that all mass shooters are white males. But New York Times disclosed back in 2016 that 75% of the shooters were black. I don't care what color the shooters are. I agree oftentimes it's linked to mental illness, but it's linked to more of a disconnect when it comes to God, family, and country for these poor folks that are shooting people up. Oh, it's a tragedy, no doubt. I say poor folks because many of them have not even had a great chance at life. Having trouble with females, having trouble at school, at work, not having a great home life, not having an intact mother and a father, not being taught about God's love. You put all that together, hook them on violent video games, hop them up on psychiatric drugs, have a few girls shun them, tie them into the CIA or the NSA or the FBI in some weird way, and voila, it happens over and over. What do you do about it? The answer is look for the warning signs. You can profile in society very easily, and you've already got a bunch of red flags. All the people around these deranged individuals and all the warning signs. When somebody has trouble with the cops, that's not in and of itself a big deal. But when somebody has trouble with the cops, trouble at school, trouble at work, trouble with family, domestic violence, when somebody buys guns, when somebody does put things online that are, you know, serious, violently driven, when girlfriends say, yeah, you know, the first date I went on with him, he's kind of weird. He was, you know, wanting me to watch kind of a murder video, a pro-death kind of video. It was weird. When you hear signs like that, those signs are everywhere, folks. Right? Those signs are everywhere. Mom calls in, hey, you know what? My son's kind of going to buy a gun. I don't know if he's responsible for this. The guy's kind of crazy. Well, ma'am, is he using psychiatric drugs? Has he been seeing a mental, quote, practitioner of some kind, a psychiatrist, psychologist? You could put down about 10 questions, get the answers, and go, this is a high threat or not, very easily. Hey, we have a threat assessment for hurricanes and the weather and everything else. We didn't have to pass red flag gun laws denying guns to the good guys for that, right? National Public Radio goes off the rails, folks. Trump should have blamed himself for the mass shootings. I don't think we should blame anybody on either side for the mass shootings. I think we should look at the facts and see why this is happening and then work towards doing things to solve it. 90% of these people are on psychiatric drugs. 90% of these people come from broken homes where they don't have an intact father in the home. 90% of these poor kids get rejected by women, rejected by work, rejected by school. Rejected by just about everybody. They're loners. You can see the patterns. I'm not saying we can never miss one, but they miss all the time. Why do we need a bunch of red flag laws codified to deny guns from the good guys? The answer is they want to take away your guns, and this is the excuse. Whether they've engineered a false flag for a red flag, I don't know. I don't know that. What I do know, though, is this. They never let a, quote, good crisis go to waste. What I do know is, you know what? Even the Republicans now, even the conservatives now, have lost their minds seeking for answers. They're always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They're searching for love, as Kurt brought up, in all the wrong places. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We talked about California got sued for demanding Donald Trump's tax returns. They want to adopt a law that purports to change the Constitution and its requirements for presidency of the United States. Even Roy Moore scolding California over law forcing Trump to release his tax returns. What a tragedy. By the way, they say Steve King and Roy Moore don't belong in the GOP. And my question is this. What determines if somebody belongs in the GOP? Is it the platform? Nah. Is it the people? Is it the bureaucrats at the top? Kind of like a union? I mean, it's amazing. A lot of these politicians who don't obey the platform, who promote all kinds of perversions, they're welcome in the big tent. But Steve King and Roy Moore, not welcome. How is Roy Moore different than Donald Trump? Both of them, to some degree, are political mavericks. Both of them stand above the fray when it comes to not believing in the standard swamp mentality of the Republican Party. Both are doing a lot of good. Both of them cling to values of God, family, and country. What's the difference, folks? What's going on? Amazing, huh? I guess cord cutters... I guess people are cutting the cord more as TV providers are scrambling to boost profits. So no talk about how to make the customer have a better experience. Just we got to boost profits, and they're mad because everybody's leaving. Well, more and more and more services are coming up. They say RIP, rest in peace, Netflix, because Disney is announcing a $12.99 streaming bundle. You think Disney can kill Netflix? Well, the big titans are battling, that's for sure. But new up-and-coming folks are coming, too. Right? There's this thing called Up, Faith, and Family. It's a registered product. It's stream anytime, anywhere. UpFaithAndFamily.com. Anyway, pretty neat thing. It's interesting, though. They have this thing called black film and TV. I wonder if they had a white film and TV, how that would go. FBI warns of copycat mass shootings. I agree. Maybe we shouldn't give so much attention to them, huh? Texas cognitive scientist. Evidence blaming video games for violence is weak. Well, he can babble all day long. I don't think that video games alone are the problem. A lot of stable people play violent video games all the time, and it doesn't ruin their lives. So what's up with that? Well, whenever you isolate every fact, you can say that's not the cause. But you gain a synergistic effect when you have all these kids playing video games. That's one thing. Too many violent video games. Grand Theft Auto comes to mind. Rape, pillage, and plunder is the name of the game, right? All right, well, video games might not be the only thing, but you put video games and psychiatric drugs together, and now you got a cocktail for disaster. You take father out of the home, three strikes, and boy, they go ballistic a lot of times. Sad but true. Look for the warning signs. We don't need red flag laws to get to those warning signs. I'll tell you that right now. Turn them to God, family, and country. Give them a support group of love. Let the community reach out in kindness. Let's minister to one another, ladies and gentlemen, not take away the guns from the good guys. If we do that, only the criminals and the cops will have guns. States with the weakest recovery, believe it or not, they say the weakest recovery in the recession, I guess since the Great Recession, well, they have soaring income growth in the Trump economy. That's kind of interesting. Seven Democrats didn't get a single vote in a New Hampshire primary poll. That's interesting.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. No proof prescription drugs fuel mass shootings, says John Kruzel. So they say, hey, video games, can't say that. There's proof of that. Can't say it's drugs. Can't say it's anything. These naysayers want to tell you. I disagree. You look at a person and say, all right, male, they conduct most of the shootings. Black, they conduct most of the shootings. Call me a racist. Call me what you will. I'm just profiling the reality of the most likely shooter, okay? Male, black, gamer, no father in the home, psychiatric drugs, a history of mental illness, trouble with family, trouble with schools, trouble with work, trouble with society at large, run-ins with people, violence to animals. You put all that together and you go, man, pretty easy to kind of identify who might be the latest whatever, right? Politically driven, ties to the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, military, whatever. Now, does that mean you take their guns away? No, but you look for the warning signs. And you be on alert. And you look for the... I don't want to call them red flags. You look for the reality check flags. The ones I just gave you. You don't even need any laws for that at all. Except they want to take away guns from the good guys. You know they're off base. Charles Barkley has choice words for Donald Trump. He says both parties suck. Well, I agree with Charles Barkley for a change. I don't agree with Charles on much, but you know what? He's right as rain on this one. Roseanne Arquette, quote, "I'm sorry that I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me." What? By the way, you know, they talk about white privilege. I don't know what that means, because I'll tell you this. You know what? There's a lot of people that are poor, and there's a lot of people that are wealthy. And you know what? There's a big divide there. And how do you change that divide? You learn to work hard and you get educated, and anybody can do well. This is America. We need to reduce regulations so that more jobs can be provided. I get all that. But I don't want to attack anybody because they're poor or they're rich or they're white or they're black. I just want to double down and find out where the disparities are in our society and societies around the world and say, how do we better them? How do we do what the Founding Fathers said? No kings. You know what? Special privileges for none. Liberty for all. How do we go about it like that, huh? Just wondering. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. It is available online at libertyroundtable.com. News that networks refuse to use today starts now, brought to you in part by Raw Honey. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. It tastes phenomenal, great for your health and more. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. You can call or text. That's 801-669-2211 or on the website, localhoneyman.com. Speaking of the local honeyman, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt Crosby, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
People used to mock me when I talked about podcasting and talked about the new media taking center stage and talked about online radio. And people used to think, Sam, I mean, I appreciate it, but, you know, nobody's there. Nobody's listening. I've been pushing on it for a long time now, 25 plus years, ladies and gentlemen. It takes a long time for technology to come to fruition, but it indeed has. We've reached another milestone, Kurt. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Google is adding audio podcasts to its search results alongside videos, photos, and web links. You'll be able to play podcasts straight from Google. It's kind of interesting, so you won't have to go to... that means searchers won't have to go to other places or leave Google and go to iTunes, TuneIn, or elsewhere to listen to podcasts. They'll be able to listen via the Google Podcast app on phones, etc. And so there you have it. What do you say to that? Even Google starting to realize that, you know, they didn't know this. They probably should have been listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, but they're finally starting to realize, Kurt. I've been telling them, though.
Yes, you have, Sam. Good work.
So what do you think of that? Kind of, in my opinion, that's a pretty big milestone, if you ask me.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, probably... Ooh,
here's the fly in the ointment, ladies and gentlemen. Ready? Kurt's right.
Yeah. Probably the problem would be is that they would manipulate the searches and only certain podcasts will show up.
That is exactly correct. Only the kind of podcasts, Kurt, that are not hate-filled, bigoted, racist, right? Those are the kind that are okay, you know. Now, I don't know if our podcast will get shut down or not. Time will tell. It sounds like it's good news because it's an acknowledgement of the podcast platform that it is indeed viable. It is indeed the way of the future. Google gets it. They finally jumped the board. The only question is, will they get it? And then we celebrate for a second and then they ruin it? Time will tell. But Google is indeed adding audio podcasts to its search results alongside videos, photos, and web links. You'll be able to play podcasts directly from Google. So at first glance, that's a pretty celebratory piece of news, because it does certainly go along with what I've been saying for quite some time. I just hope they don't play games as Kurt wisely warns and manipulates it. Our prayers are they don't. And by the way, the individuals who want their podcasts heard, Kurt, listen carefully, would do well, I give you another warning, would do well to make sure that they peddle their own content and don't rely on Google as their, quote, distributor. Right? So teach people where to go, teach people great to skip point. Google, et cetera, because mm-hmm. even if they shut you down, as long as you have your own website, your own delivery methods. Anyway, there you go. All right, New York City businesses cut staff, raise prices due to the $15 minimum wage laws that they're up against. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, we've talked about this many times. People think that somehow a minimum wage is some kind of a, it's a blessing to society if, you know, you're for that, because then people can earn more money. Well, you know, once again, we see, you know, this happening when people are told they have to pay a certain wage, then some people, well, are not able to continue to be employed, and prices rise, Sam. So I don't know why people think this is, you know, some kind of an amazing anomaly, but they continue to not get it, I
guess.
Amen
to that.
Or maybe they get it and they just, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it just seems like they don't.
I wake up every morning from the alarm clock's warning, take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above it, people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look pretty. Right? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
And if the train's on time, I can get to work by 9 and start my slaving job and get my pay. Anyway, then they talk about, I love to work at nothing all day because I'm self-employed, and then they call it taking care of business. And it's amazing. A lot of Americans used to take care of business and go to work either way they choose. But now that we've got more regulation, more law, more force, less freedom, then less people are going to work. Kurt, how come Donald's not speaking out on that, buddy?
Well,
where is the Donald?
Point. You know, the Breitbart piece about this story talks about a Susanna Cotin, the owner of the Lido restaurant in Harlem, you know, and that could probably start another song, Sam, Lido, you know. Anyway, said the minimum wage has directly impacted her business. She worries that it could get worse as time goes by. She says what it really forces you to do is make sure that nobody works more than 40 hours. You can only cut back so many people before the service starts to suffer. Now the
imagine
President
an idea
Queens,
like that, Kurt.
I know. President of the Queen's
gotta bring
Chamber
in the bots,
of Commerce.
Huh? Robots.
Well, good point. That's what will be happening, I think. Said this guy that's the President of the Queen's Chamber of Commerce, said he has seen an increase in small business closures since the $15 minimum wage was implemented at the beginning of the year. He says they're cutting their staff, they're cutting their hours, they're shutting down. It's not just the rent. Yeah, that's one tough thing in New York City, and then another.
Yeah, and you got all kinds of rent regulations and rent controls, just like you have wage regulations and controls. And again, folks are looking for less regulation, so they're fleeing New York, Kurt. They're going to places like Texas and, you know, Missouri,
right.
And who knows where, but they're just going to greener pastures. Maybe, you know, when they said don't always think the grass is greener, sometimes it is, folks. You know what I'm talking about?
Good point.
Anyway, very interesting story. It's a sad story, Kurt. Do you have some advice to help folks know kind of what to do to change the game, maybe? And maybe if they did something different, they'd get different results. Is that a crazy thought?
Well, let's make America great again and look back at the early days of our country when we didn't even have a minimum wage, Sam. And also, we could address the idea that said, when you're paid, you might, well, enjoy getting paid with honest money, the kind that they used for more than 100 years in the first part of our country.
Hey, did you say something about Mariah Carey and President Hillary Clinton? Did you say something about that? We'll talk about it. Interesting twist, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Walmart now taking violent video game displays and signs down from inside its stores after two deadly shootings last week, including one at a Walmart in El Paso. The retailer confirming it's taking immediate action out of respect for those who were killed and wounded. Chicago's Democratic mayor is weighing in on the idea of President Trump commuting the sentence of former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Lori Lightfoot saying the president freeing the former governor would undermine the rule of law.
But I would like for the president not to be ruling on these very important decisions on a whim, basically somebody he knows, something he thinks wasn't fair.
Blagojevich doing time for corruption. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't be calling senators back from their August recess to take up gun violence issues, but the Kentucky Republican says in an interview that issues like expanding background checks and red flag laws will be front and center when the Senate returns after Labor Day. McConnell says he's also assigned three Senate committees to come up with solutions to combat gun violence. McConnell also commenting on the fact that his campaign Twitter account was temporarily suspended after the social media company ordered his staff to take down a video they'd posted of angry protesters making threats. Conservatives calling the Twitter demand a form of bias, and the senator agrees.
This shows you the left-wing tilt of these big companies and how they try to suppress speech when it's inconvenient.
He was speaking on radio station WHAS, and this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. You got Mariah Carey. And what's this? President Hillary Clinton, I thought that she didn't make president there. Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam, but Mariah Carey, who, you know, some of you might have heard of, she's a five-time Grammy Award winner, she was among the famous figures, including the Clintons, who attended Barbara Streisand's Madison Square Garden concert. This is last weekend, apparently. I'm so glad I missed it. But anyway, she posted a picture to her 21 million Twitter followers showing the, quote, "We Belong Together" singer all smiles next to the failed presidential candidate. She made it no secret that Hillary is her, quote, president, end quote. "An honor," this is what she said, "an honor to meet President Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton," she wrote,
What does all this mean, Kurt?
"For everything she has done for the country." Well, it's just basically, shows what some people, you know, continue to believe, and then they also put their money in their effort. I mean, when you've got 20 million plus followers, I mean, it certainly is a way to, you know, affect the outcome of things. I guess Streisand faced some backlash after giving a shout out to the Clintons during her Madison Square Garden performance. She
now,
praised
let me stop
Bill
you there, Kurt.
And it,
mm-hmm. Why the backlash, though? I mean, I get that a lot of people disagree, and I'm one of them. But you know what?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey and Barbra Streisand, they can back who they want to and think what they want and have their own voice and their own views. And, you know, why can't we just be kind to them, too, and say, you know what? I may disagree with her on this, but hey, whatever, right? Why can't we just let people do their own thing?
Good point. I guess they, at least one of them, if not both of them, had expressed their desire to perform at Hillary's inauguration, which the Breitbart piece says never happened.
That's anyway, for sure. Thank the heavens, too.
This is what she said of former President Bill Clinton. This is in the age of the Me Too crowd, but you know, she said, a great president needs a sense of history, an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, and the compassion that
would not
allow. Yes.
Are we talking about a sense of history, like a guy that'll go back and say, hey, you know what? We used to have tariffs in America. We ought to reinstitute that. It worked really well back in the day. And, you know, a guy that's like, hey, the Federal Reserve is not very helpful or good. Maybe we ought to jettison that. And a guy that's like, hey, maybe we ought to, like, be more founding father-esque and avoid a lot of the wars and foreign entanglements we're in. And a guy like that, Kurt?
Well, that's the kind of sense of history I'm looking for. You know what I mean? You look for something that worked and do it, you know?
But all right, anyway weird stuff. Anything else on this, though? They're still thinking that Hillary Clinton's, like, you know, going to be present. They're all disappointed. And anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know who Lucy Flores is, Kurt, but there you go. Who is that?
Lucy Flores. Probably.
According to the WAPO. Kurt, give me a story. It says WAPO, Lucy Flores. And I guess she suffers backlash after accusing Joe Biden of inappropriate.
Right.
And I would submit probably unwanted touching there, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but this is a lady, she's out in, like, Nevada or something, like, you know, one of the, you know, at least normal Democrat running for office kind of lady, but at an event with Joe Biden, he comes up behind her and sniffs her hair and gives her, like, a kiss on the top of her head. She's just kind of freaked out by it, Sam. And
I wonder why, Kurt.
Want it. And so she basically called him out on it.
And now, by the way, she should, and he shouldn't.
Yeah. And, you know, so now what you've got is, because she did this, she's got people, like one person, or this is what she told the Washington Post. She said, it's been hurtful and disappointing to see so many people who claim to uphold this higher standard, who claim to be feminists, who claim to be pro-woman, and yet will turn a blind eye to inappropriate behavior if it's done by someone they really like. You know, this almost sounds like Bill Clinton, Sam.
They made me out of this now.
Joe Biden. Anyway, this is what she told Hillary these days.
I'm kind of retired and just, you know, doing the best I can to help out Hillary and work on my philanthropy work, you know. I don't know why you want to bring me into this.
She told the Post she has received angry, threatening messages on Twitter targeting her looks, career, and family. She, for example, one said, you make women with real abuse look stupid. Another accuser.
See, but hold on, stop. See, but I disagree, though. And I agree that, you know, and this is kind of their point, you know, a woman that's really been maybe sexually abused or whatever else, under forced conditions for a long time, or a woman that's been raped. I mean, it's worse than Joe Biden coming up and sniffing your hair and being kind of weird. I get it. I agree. But let's not dismiss her issue, because I don't think that it starts with the behavior of a hostile man and the rape and the et cetera. I think it starts with the behavior like Joe Biden. And, you know, pretty soon what happens is, if women say nothing, then the next step is taken. You know, they put your hand on their rear or whatever.
That's right.
Like George Bush in these photos. Okay, I'm not picking sides of the aisle here. I'm saying it's wrong on all sides. And I'm saying that I agree that it's not as bad. But I'm not interested in debating how bad something is. I'm suggesting that this behavior at all levels has got to stop. And if you don't stop it at the point Lucy's bringing up, when do you stop it? At the George Bush stage when he puts his hand on a woman's rear for photos? Or more like the Bill Clinton idea, where it's like you bite their lip and hold them down while you rape them? You know, when does this stop? And I think Lucy's extremely brave. I think she's correct, Kurt. You know, when this is happening or not, you know, I don't know when it's when it's a woman crying foul in every case or when it's a legitimate issue. I don't know. I know women use this against men oftentimes to take them down. I know men use this against women oftentimes. But you never know the truth in each example and case is part of the problem with this. But I stand clearly on the side of, I'm not picking partisanship. I'm telling you that when you take liberties with anyone, sexually or physically in any way, that is against their will or against their comfort zone or whatever else, you're in the wrong, Kurt. You're clearly in the wrong. When you take liberties with people and use your either size or power or circumstances to intimidate and violate, in my opinion, someone's personal bubble or whatever you want to call it, their space in any way, you've crossed lines, and it's unacceptable. We got to be very careful with this, Kurt. And so I don't want to double down and back the Me Too movement because I think a lot of them are dishonest and making up stories. At the same time, I think there is a legitimate issue that needs to be solved here, a.k.a. Joe Biden on one side, Jeffrey Epstein in the extreme, all the way to Bill Clinton, all the way to Bill, what's his name, Cosby, all the way to, what's this other guy, the Hollywarped guy? I mean, there's so many of them now, it's hard to, you know.
To Weinstein.
What's the other guy that was with little girls texting that got busted? Wiener, yeah, that guy. Okay, all these people. Just... Look, they're all in the wrong, and they're all using power to do things and to okay, there's media personalities involved in these kind of scandals, too. Every one of them are wrong. And the more levels you take, the worse it gets. For example, that one talk show host, I guess, had a little button where you could lock the door kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those are just the next level. When you determine, well, this is enough, now this is far enough for the Me Too movement to back it, right?
Yep.
I'm saying Lucy's right here. Lucy Flores, every right to speak out. But why should she suffer backlash after accusing Joe Biden of inappropriate touching? See, I don't get that, Kurt. Why is one woman believed and accepted, and if I don't buy the story, then I'm the enemy, I'm the hater. And then this girl's like, well, not only do we not believe you, but we think your allegations of abuse aren't enough.
To me, it's the ends justify the means, Sam.
That's true.
In this case, for example, one Democratic acquaintance asked her, what are you doing? Do you want to give this election to Donald Trump? Then you remember that Alyssa Milano girl, who's basically been big time in the media about this whole thing, the Me Too stuff. And she criticized her, and Milano tweeted that she respected Flores's decision to share her story. But just as we must believe women that decide to come forward, we cannot assume all women's experiences are the same. Yeah, so in other words, if they're about a Democrat,
Lucy, you don't count.
It's not that important.
See, and I think that's dishonest to say, Lucy, your claims aren't valid, but somebody else's are. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's right to say we're going to let Joe Biden and Bill Clinton off the hook. Not only is it, as you point out, Kurt, but it's also the double standard here.
Yep.
How do we decide who's above it and who gets barbecued by it? Jeffrey Epstein was above it for a long time.
Amen.
Bill Clinton's never been appropriately accountable. All right, there's a flash message that starts when you log on. Kurt's got the tales right after the pause. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. You want commentary weekly in your inbox on a troubled world with solutions? Worldaffairsbrief.com is your answer. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and, you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. Before we get to this flash message that starts when you log on, another little quick tidbit about Grandpa Creepy Whacked Out Joe, Uncle Joe Biden. Poor Lucy Flores, I agree with her 100%. Again, I don't take all allegations seriously, but you know what? When do you decide not to? And it's interesting what double standard they're using. What level of abuse you got to go to have your story, you know, accepted. What if a woman makes up a rape story? She's to be believed, but what if it's false? What if Lucy's example is real? Which one's really has a right to speak out against Creepy Joe's actions, right? Anyway, Joe Biden was in Iowa, Kurt, and he made a couple of snafu statements, if you will, that are causing problems for poor Joe. Ready? We choose science over fiction, Kurt.
Okay.
Well, who decides science and who decides what's fiction there now? But he goes on. We choose truth over facts, Kurt.
Truth over facts.
Yeah, science over fiction, truth over facts, buddy.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means. Is fiction and facts the same thing? And is truth
well,
and science the same thing?
Well, you can't criticize him. It's basically like this story we talked about. He's the leader of this
He's
whole Democratic assault. So then, you know, you don't want to really be, you know, saying anything.
No, I'm not really here to jump on a guy for the mistake of his words. But you know what? When he's jumping all over everybody else, it's hard to say we shouldn't mention it. But when he says we accept truth over facts, science over fiction, what does that mean? We choose science and truth over the facts and fiction? I don't get it. But he goes on and makes another mistake, Kurt, which is interesting. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, Kurt.
Whoops.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. And then he realizes his mistake, and then he's like, you know, and rich kids and this and that, and he kind of mixed it up to try to cover up his mistake. But in his mind, Kurt, you're either a poor person or you're a white person. All I know is I know plenty of wealthy black people, and I know of plenty of poor white people, too. So Joe just clearly is not even in tap with the electorate, if you will, or society at large. I mean, I just asked LeBron James and Shaquille O'Neal and some of these people, you know, are they poor and I'm white, so their kids are as smart as my kids? Is that how it is, Kurt? I don't really get it. You know, I don't think that, who's our physician, buddy?
You're talking about Ben Carson?
Yeah. Maybe? I don't think that guy's hurting for cash, Kurt.
Well, yeah. Good
so point. I just showed you two significant disciplines where plenty of black people make plenty of money.
Kanye West.
Kanye. We can go on and on. That's a third. You're right. Yeah. And I'm not here to just talk about black or white. I'm here to say, what is Joe even talking about? There's poor kids. They're just as smart as the white kids. I mean, I don't know how you could say that's a mistake, a mess up, you know, he slipped, it was a Freudian slip or whatever you want to call it, Kurt. But I look at it and go, this is the kind of, in my opinion, fomenting the divide that we've got to stop. I hope anybody that's poor, Kurt, can work on making their lives better. And I hope anybody that's wealthy can use their wealth in the way God would intend. And then, see, they tell you how just bad I am, but Joe's cool, and you better not let Google distribute Sam's podcast because he's crazy, see? All right, flash message, Kurt, that starts when you log on.
Yeah, now this is basically, I don't really watch these or even read these stories much, but this is from something called rightwingwatch.org. And I don't remember exactly how I got there, but I was looking up something. And, you know, they had this basically, as soon as I got there, it basically said, stand against hate from white supremacists to the radical religious right. Right-wing extremism is on the rise, pledged to stand against hate. And then the story that they were talking about is headlined, Dave Dobenmeyer scored VIP tickets to Trump's Ohio campaign rally. Kyle Mantilla, I guess, is
Mantilla.
The author. Okay, Mantilla. Anyway, and when you go, you know, and learn about Dave Dobenmeyer, the guy was basically a 35-year high school football coach.
Yeah, we know Dave Dobenmeyer. He's a well-known pastor, too. He's the past assault guy, Kurt.
Right. I just wanted to make sure if somebody wasn't familiar with him, they'd be caught up on him. But he was sued by the ACLU back in the late 90s for mixing prayer with his coaching. There was a 2-year battle that ensued for his First Amendment rights, and the determination, his determination to not back down, the ACLU relented and offered the coach an out-of-court settlement. And because of that, you know, he started what he's called the Pass the Salt. Basically, it's like a, well, I guess you'd just say, you know, an effort of his. It's committed to bringing together the body of Christ, is what it says on his website. He challenges the church of the status quo. He says, you know, he's jumped in there and supported people like Judge Roy Moore, like Terry Schiavo in Florida, and the Ten Commandments in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Dave Dobenmeyer's a good guy. He's done a lot of radio, Kurt, and I know about him because I used to be on his Past Assault Ministries distribution list for email. I'm not now because I just get so many emails, I just can't keep up, man. I need an assistant or something, but I just, hey, that, you know, you got to have cash. I'm one of those super, you know, white guys, so I got lots of money just so, you know, I'm privileged as I'll get out.
Right.
But not. Anyway, but I bring this all up because he does a great job. And I used to get these emails from him and be like, hey, we heard for this catastrophe that people are out of food. We're loading up the trucks and heading to the location now. If you can help with a couple of bucks or, you know, some food, let us know. If you're in the area, join up with us to do it. I mean, Dave Dobenmeyer's a good guy, Kurt. Dobenmeyer. And I used to get all these emails where he'd literally ride like the Calvary, Kurt, to the scene of suffering and deliver true Christian ministry, ministerial or whatever you want to say, food and support and love and work. And they're like, hey, we have this flooding. We're heading down here to work on this. And, you know, if you're in the area, come too. And, you know, pass the salt. And, hey, this is about, you know, hard work and service of our fellow Americans and Christians. And anyway, I'm just saying, I just saw a lot of good when I was on his list, Kurt.
Yep. Good work.
Now, I watch Right Wing Watch, too, that Kurt, they watch us and we watch them. I check their site a lot because, you know, they've written you and I up quite a bit, too, Kurt. You know, when we interview guys like Larry Pratt, those extreme gun owner people and stuff like that, then they just double down and say, Sam and Larry got on the radio today again. You know, and they attack us relentlessly. So we know quite a bit about Right Wing Watch. There's also, what is it, Media? Oh, what's the stupid thing called? Media Matters and Right Wing Watch. They're kind of just two of the same group, backed by George Soros money and all that kind of stuff, Kurt. But Right Wing Watch is certainly an interesting group. They have a lot of real, you know, stories. Kyle does most of their writing. There's a couple of other people that do writing over there, too. But they've all attacked us big time, multiple times. They call it Right Wing Roundup. Trump fails another leadership test, they say. Right Wing bonus tracks legalize Jesus. Sandy Rios, when the left talks about white supremacy, they're talking about Christianity. See, then they want to attack her for that. I've been making that point for years, too. Christian nationalist David Lane, holding 2020 mobilization at Liberty University. The white supremacy hoax. We demand more asbestos. Pro-Trump conference hosting Sarah Sanders. quietly drops Flat Earth. Or Flat Earther from lineup. Yeah. You, Flat Earther, Kurt?
No, Sam. I've seen pictures, and I'm pretty sure the Earth is around, you know.
Well, and, so, you know, the interesting thing about this, Kurt, is this. And I'm gonna make this point very boldly. Uh-huh. You know what? I don't know if the Earth is round or flat, Kurt. And I get that we've seen pictures of this and all those kind of things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. And you would say, Sam, what are you talking about? I mean, scientifically, this is so proven. You're crazy. Here's my reasoning for saying I don't know if the Earth is flat or not. I personally believe it's round, okay? But here's what I'm saying. What if somebody does believe it's flat, Kurt? Does that mean we just flat out run them out on a rail?
I don't think so. That wouldn't be very
tolerant. Does that mean we just say you might have a lot of common sense on a lot of issues, but because you believe that there might be a flat Earth, that now your credibility is completely shot? And okay, are we going to marginalize people to that degree, Kurt, where if there's one thing that we disagree on, and you would say, come on, if you have any intelligence whatsoever, you'd believe in a round Earth. I understand the view, but does that mean that somebody's just not intelligent because they don't agree with you? What if they believe there's evidence on the other side of that coin that makes their claim? The flat earthers have a lot of points to make, Kurt. Now, that doesn't mean that I agree with them. I'm just trying to get across that. So now we've jettisoned this person from the conference because they happen to believe in the flat earth model of things. And these guys are all in glee over it, Kurt. That's what it reminds me of is this idea about the birth certificate. You're just a birther. You're a flat earther. No matter what you believe about the earth, round or flat, and I know some people are just like, Sam, to even entertain that it might be flat is just insanity. I understand. I also understand that I'm not going to beat people up and just jettison people and trash their credibility and suggest that they're less than other people because of that. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Now Congress is wanting to bail out the student loans. So the headline says, tell Congress, no student loan bailout. What do you say to that?
Well,
Pretty soon it'll be like you're an earther or a birther if you're not for the student loan bailout, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. I just think that we've got a lot of debt to go around.
If you're not for the debt bailout or whatever, you hate children, you know?
You know, it seemed like
you're probably one of those goofballs that doesn't believe in global warming too, aren't you, Kurt?
That catches on about the whole debt thing and says, look, if we're going to, you know, eliminate all the student loan debt, why don't we just eliminate all the national debt, you know, too?
You know, yeah. All right, well, we're going to double down and get into gun issues with a good sheriff here next hour, Kurt. How do you like that?
Well,
got a lot of topics to discuss. Got to get his take on a bunch of things. The mainstream press just going berserk. Congress preparing to take guns from the good guys all in the name of making society better. And, you know, while we hear that's happening, there's people going crazy with stabbings now, Kurt, too. Did you see that? Better take away the knives.
Mm-hmm.
Better not have any forks. People get crazy with forks, Kurt.
You've heard of the wacko folks like cell, Sam.
The founding fathers coming out with them pitchforks, Kurt. You got to get rid of them forks, them pitchforks, too.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Anyway, it's kind of interesting.
Needs to be in their little cell so that everybody's safe.
Well, who's going to watch the people in the cells?
Well, I don't know.
Robots, Kurt. Robots.
Yeah, good point.
Some of these people, they're just unhinged. We got to turn to God, family, and country if we want to make things better, ladies and gentlemen. We got to turn to the author of our liberty and repent and call on him for healing and do our part. We got to look at family, the fundamental unit of society, with an intact mother and a father who love each other and their children. We got to welcome children to the earth and multiply and replenish the earth and do all things needful to follow God and his commandments. And if we do so, he promises us to heal our land and to protect us. What more could you ask for a loving father? Or I should say from a loving father. What more could you ask for solutions? Huh? We do have the greatest country on the face of the earth, folks. Don't let anybody down America and talk bad about it. I agree, we got some troubles to work through, no doubt about it. But you know what? Let's talk about America and how great it is. And a light on a shining light on a hill that it can be. Shall we?